So let's hear what happened with this patient.
So postoperatively, the patient did elect for immediate reconstruction. She underwent a bilateral mastectomy, and within 1 month of surgery, she had developed a recurrence on the affected breast. At that time, we actually did discuss doing anthracycline-based therapy, but the patient was still very anemic and did not want to need transfusion, and her white count was quite low after the initial chemotherapy. So we had discussed other options and decided to start her on T-DM1. So she began that, and...
Could you just clarify exactly when you started the T-DM1 on where she had tumor?
She had a tumor just infiltrating the skin. It was not even picked up on imaging. She went back to the plastic surgeon because I noticed a little bit of a skin change. He biopsied it, and it came back malignant.
And the rest of the workup was negative?
The rest of the workup was negative.
Any kind of local therapy you can do after radiation therapy in a situation like this, Sarah?
Other than surgical excision, we generally do not so quickly after having... Had she already had radiation, you
She
said?
Had not yet gotten even
oh,
radiation
even
because
radiation.
She was healing.
Wow.
Right, so her incisions were actually still healing. They were planning for radiation, but she had not yet started.
What about radiating her?
So that was part of the plan, but there was concern that actually, because it was right at the surgical site, that
wow.
she would open up. So we had discussed this with the radiation oncologist and with the patient and decided to try to treat her almost like a second neoadjuvant to see if we could clear up a little bit of her disease prior to going back to surgery.
So it's always easy to use the retrospectoscope. What a difficult situation. Any thoughts? What would you have done?
I think the decision-making process was spot on here. It's a very difficult situation when you have a freshly closed, reconstructed site and you have a local recurrence like that. I think we ask our surgeon colleagues to excise. I think the choice to use T-DM1 made a lot of sense in light of her cytopenias that she was still struggling with and fatigue. It sounds like she really struggled with the therapy. The only other thing I would think of or consider using, and it probably wasn't available at this time anyway, would be neratinib, had it been now, because it works differently. It's, you know, a TKI, and for the reasons I mentioned before.
But now you're treating disease with neratinib as opposed to sort of post-adjuvant. So I guess you're out of indication?
Well, kind of are, because she had a local recurrence. So you're right between stage 3C and stage 4, which is where she's been dancing the whole time.
Huh.
So you could kind of say, look, this was a local failure. My surgeon didn't get it all. Do the re-excision, and then you're using adjuvant neratinib. But at the time this patient was being treated, it wasn't available. It was over a year ago.
Interesting. Right. So what happened with a T-DM1?
So her skin actually cleared up. Her skin did clear, and then she went back to surgery and had an excision and stayed on T-DM1.
So what did they see and what they excised?
So when they excised, yes, she had some vascular and lymphatic spaces of tumor emboli, but all of the margins were negative in the skin. So it was a dermal invasion at that time, which initially she did not have on her initial mastectomy pathology. She did not have dermal invasion at that time.